Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Luna Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and it is a new moon week, my friends. In fact, the new moon is taking place in 2 days' time, and it is happening in the sign of Taurus. Let me give you some more specific details about this new moon. The Taurus new moon takes place on Wednesday, May 8, at 1:21 p.m. in Sydney, 4:21 a.m. in London, and Tuesday, May 7, at 11:21 p.m. in New York. Have you been slowing down? I definitely told you to do that during the Taurus season episode. I think I may have even reminded you of this in last week's episode. You can choose to ignore those instructions if you want. You can make excuses for why slowing down is not possible for you right now. There's so much going on. But if you skip over the seasons and what they are asking you to do, the messages they are giving you, then come Gemini season, which is only a couple of weeks away, you're going to find it a lot. Yeah, especially if you haven't restored your energy during Taurus season. This season, and specifically this Taurus new moon, we're being offered, nay, encouraged, to seek a sense of stability. The nourishment that comes from grounding, practicing patience, exercising a little restraint, allowing yourself to prioritize a sense of peace, and chasing silence and simplicity over chaos and noise. Now, we did just have eclipse season, Mercury retrograde, Uranus floating around, bumping uglies with Jupiter. But Taurus season is trying to offer us a reprieve. We've got to take it. It's time to tune in, absorb that tranquility into each and every cell. Taurus, ruled by Venus, is in search of harmony. Yeah, a lot of the time that harmony seeking comes through things like nature, music, aesthetics, the nourishment of a simple chicken soup. But the more I learn about Taurus, the more I realize that the sense of harmony, peace, and simplicity that Taurus craves almost always comes down to how it feels about its inner world, how you feel about your inner world. If you're not feeling a sense of inner peace, in no way will it be reflected in the world you exist in. If you're not cultivating a harmonious relationship with yourself, that is the words you speak to yourself, the ways you nourish your body, the thoughts you have, then a harmonious life will be really hard to live, right? I think when we think of nourishing the body, be it nutritionally, spiritually, or emotionally, we tend to think about what we need to add in, or sometimes like what we need to restrict and limit. But what if you just stripped everything back to its simplest form and asked yourself, what are my basic requirements to feel peaceful, harmonious, and stable, right? For me, it's simple, clean food, walks in nature, specifically beach walks on the sand with my feet in the water, and a good solid sleep, right? With those three things, honestly, I feel like maybe this is a bit of hyperbole, but I feel like I can take on and achieve anything, right? Good sleep, time in nature, simple, clean food. But more important than any of that, I feel grounded, right? I feel stable. I feel secure within myself. If you lack security, and I mean things like low self-esteem, low self-worth, then you'll never feel secure in the amount of money that you have or the relationship that you're in or the things you possess. And this is Taurus's biggest lesson for us, right? Create the safety and stability in yourself. Align yourself with your own set of values, and everything around you will begin to mirror that. The garden that you nourish and care for will bloom around you to infinity and beyond. Uranus and Jupiter, who formed a conjunction a few weeks ago, are not only still very up close and personal with each other, but they're also very close to this Taurus new moon, which means the disruptor known as Uranus and the expander known as Jupiter will be heavily influencing this new moon. So let's break that down. Uranus is the planet of awakening, disruption, innovation, expecting the unexpected. And it's an integral piece of the Taurus new moon narrative. For a moon that's encouraging us to seek stability, little old Uranus might make that a little tricky. You see, Uranus is here to destabilize, and not as a form of punishment or as a cruel prank, but more as a point of growth. Oh, you're nice and comfy and cozy. Well, let's see how you handle this or that or this plot twist out of nowhere. So here is the trick with Uranus, my insider tip for you. When upheaval occurs this week, and odds are it will, what if you ride the wave rather than swim against it or resist it? Or bury your heels or your head in the sand or hide from it or whinge about it or ignore it? What instead if you channeled simplicity, silence, and inner peace and just followed the path that was laid out before you, even if it's a little unexpected? What if even when everything around you is shaken up, you cultivated a harmony within yourself, an unshakable sense of security, so that pivots and plot twists feel more like elegant pirouettes and graceful pliés? That's it for me and ballet terms that begin with P. Oh, prancing, maybe. What if you focused on nourishing and watering the garden rather than trying to control the weather? Feel me? All right. The other planet we're keeping an eye on is Jupiter. Do you remember during the Uranus and Jupiter conjunction episode, I spoke of the idea of cultivating your own luck or making your own luck when it comes to Jupiter energy? Well, the planet of abundance and expansion and luck and opportunity and wisdom is there to help you. As long as you remember that luck is whatever you perceive it to be. I mean, everything is, right? So can you look to your own future and envision or embody the luck, opportunity, and abundance that you want for yourself? Taurus, after all, is driven by the need to obtain what it wants. And that goes for your hopes and your dreams too, my friend. There is like zero chance that the events of this Taurus new moon are not linked to the conjunction that took place in late April. Whatever surprising or unexpected events manifested for you at the end of April, I think it was the 21st in the Southern Hemisphere, 20th in the Northern Hemisphere, all sort of around that time, they will likely rise up once more under this Taurus new moon. Perhaps more of the story is revealed. Perhaps it comes to a close. perhaps it's just getting started. I actually just got off the phone with my mother before writing and recording this episode, and she asked me, which she often does, is this going to be a good moon? Well, mother, I never call her that. I've never called her mother in her life. I call her mum. I said, we cannot possibly call a moon inherently good or bad, but I can tell you about it with this visual that came to mind as I was writing this episode. So this is what I said to mum. This is what I'm going to say to you guys. Imagine yourself standing on one of those like wobble boards. You know, that's probably not what they're actually called. I don't know what their real name is, but you know, they have them at the gym and at the physio, right? They help with balance. This moon is like standing on one of those, right? You're standing on the platform, let's call that Earth, on top of the moon, which is the wobbly bit underneath. The more stillness, balance, and inner strength you can cultivate, the more stable you will be, right, on that wobble board. But if you start to wobble, and let's be honest, a little breeze moving through the gym might wobble that wobble board, you need to readjust, right? Or you're going to fall right off. That's this Taurus new moon. Stillness and peace is great when you're on solid ground, but if that earth shakes, what you going to do then, right? And the earth shaking, that's Uranus and Jupiter. All right, let's talk about some ways to work with the Taurus new moon. Well, it is the first new moon post-eclipse season, so you may resume your manifestation practice. I would personally be framing, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I will personally be framing my intentions around abundance since it's a Taurus new moon, but you do what feels good to you. Abundance isn't always about money. It can be about love. It can be about pleasure. It can be about play. It can be about an abundance of anything. Cats, whatever you want an abundance of. The next thing to do under this Taurus new moon, of course, it wouldn't be a Taurus moon if I didn't say get out in nature. So a bushwalk, a park run, a dip in the ocean. If you can't do any of those things, you live in a metropolis, an urban metropolis, stick your face in the office plant for a few deep breaths, all right? Not ideal, but better than nothing. Simplify, simplify, simplify. If you have Gemini, Scorpio, Aquarius, Virgo, Pisces placements, you guys love complexity, right? And by you guys, I mean me. I am four of those five things. But like, what if things were just a bit simpler, right? The overthinking, the overfeeling, the overanalysis, the intellectualizing. Just take a goddamn breath. Now, for all of us, whether you have those signs in your chart or not, the question I want you to keep asking yourself this week is there a simpler way to approach this? Or how can I simplify this? How can I simplify this email? How can I simplify this conversation? How can I simplify this problem that's been swirling in my head? Simplify, simplify, simplify. Definitely check in with your values. If you've never taken the time to sit down and get clear on your values, 100% do that under this new moon. I look at my values twice a year. I look at them on my birthday, which is the midway point of the year for me because my birthday's in June. And I also look at them either first thing in the new year or end of the year, probably both actually, if I'm being honest. So maybe three times. I think it's important to check in with them as a nice little reminder, but also I change them quite often. I like prioritize what I'm going to focus on. I like to segment my values into different areas of life. But again, you do you. I usually kind of look at my values when it comes to relationships, my values in my career, my values when it comes to friendships, my values around managing my finances, that sort of stuff. Yeah. If you are looking to see the impact of this Taurus new moon on you specifically and your natal chart, It's taking place at 18 degrees Taurus. So if you know what to do with that information, then you will know what to do with it. If you don't worry about it. If you know how to locate 18 degrees Taurus in your chart, that's good. That's going to tell you what house this new moon will be transiting through. It's going to likely, very, very likely, unless 18 degrees is sitting on the cusp of a house somewhere, it's very likely to be in the same house that the Uranus and Jupiter conjunction took place. That house is going to sort of tell you the era of your life that this is likely to play out, the new moon themes, but also the Uranus-Jupiter themes we've been talking about. If you have planetary placements that are close to 18 degrees in Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, or Aquarius, you will likely feel this moon a little bit more than the rest of us. And that's because this new moon will be aspecting those planets, right? So for Taurus, it will be a conjunction. With Scorpio, it'll be an opposition. And with Leo and Aquarius, it will be a square that is forming. If this stuff lights you up, but you have no idea what I'm talking about, you maybe did Celestial Storytelling Level 1 and you would like to join me for Level 2, which kicks off in July. Early bird rates for Level 2 end on May 17. So if you haven't signed up yet, make sure you do. If you haven't done Level 1 and you want to do Level 2, you can't. I'm so sorry. You have to do Level 1. But the good news is I am going to run Level 1 again. I wasn't sure if I was going to until I had run it this time because it was the first round, but it was so successful. Students enjoyed it so much. We had the best time. We laughed a lot. While we were learning, we were laughing. So if you are interested in doing Celestial Storytelling, I haven't got dates yet, but if you are interested, pop yourself on the wait list to be the first to be notified when dates are released. And where do you do that? You do that in the show notes of this episode. Just click on the link in the show notes and it will take you directly to a form and all your details will just end up in the wait list. If you would like to be a subscriber of Lunar Lover, the podcast, depending on what tier you join at, you will get a bonus episode every week that walks you through the astrology of the week. Now, usually those episodes drop on a Monday, but because this Taurus new moon episode is dropping on a Monday because the moon's on Wednesday, the bonus episode will drop on Tuesday. If you become an Ascendant subscriber, which is the top tier subscription, you also get access to new moon and full moon circles, which are just like another podcast episode, but it sort of takes you through a ritual to help you connect to the new moon and the full moon. All right, my loves, if you want to become a subscriber, again, there's a link in the show notes of this episode. There's so much in the show notes. Always go and have a look at the show notes of the episode. I will be back next week talking all things. I think we might talk Gemini season. Will we? Yeah, I think we will. I think we're going to talk Gemini season next week. It'll be a few days before Gemini season begins, but why not? Let's do it. All right, my loves, until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.